I think a lot of folks look at the last year as having been pretty violent and part of a trend upward that folks that have lived in the community for a long time are seeing, that we're seeing more and more violent deaths in the city. Just contextualize that in terms of numbers and what you're seeing anecdotally in your work.
Having worked in law enforcement for 28 years, the homicide numbers fluctuate up and down, and they're not the best predictor of what's actually going on in the city because there's so many individual things that play into a homicide, so many individual variables. So you're better off to look at the overall crime levels in the city to determine what's actually going on, although it certainly is alarming and disturbing to have the homicides, for sure.
Talk about some of those other crime numbers that we should be looking at. I think the big ones that folks think about are like gangs, drugs, and murders, but are those the most prevalent threats to folks living in Peoria?
No, definitely not the most prevalent threats. Those types of situations you're going to be involved in for the most part if you're engaging in activities where you're part of a gang, you're running with a crowd who is shooting groups or gangs that are shooting. And mostly, though, in Peoria, you might be subject to a burglary, to your car or to your house. Those are the kind of more random things that happen in other parts of the city that you're more likely to be engaged in unless you are kind of living a risky lifestyle or just happen to get caught in the crossfire of that risky lifestyle.
So who are the folks that are most likely to get caught up in potential violent situations?
They are people who are involved in gangs and groups, who are carrying weapons, who are selling drugs, who are involved in nefarious types of activities, they're the most likely to get involved in the violence.
What do we see as far as solve rates for these types of crimes?
Well, I'd have to go back and take a look at those. I've been retired now for a couple of years, but I can say over the course of my career, the Peoria Police Department has been very, very good about solving violent crimes. They're a very talented group of detectives and police officers that work for Peoria, and we should rest assured that if they can solve it, they'll solve it. They're very dedicated.
What are reasonable goals to set to reduce crime numbers and increase your solve rates?
With my work with the Illinois Violent Death Reporting System, I have become very familiar with evidence-based policing. Okay, so we need to look, take a deep, in-depth look at the numbers and what are the causes of the particular crimes. You know, you'll find that sometimes there'll be a homicide that will result from what started out as a very minor fight. And there were chances for intervention before leading up to that homicide that were missed by a lot of different people if they knew about them. Things on social media. A lot of times people will post back and forth fights that they're having on social media, and those will eventually turn into a shooting or even a homicide. So we have to be aware of what's going on. We have to monitor, and the Peoria Police Department has done a very good job of trying to reach out and intervene with people that they feel are at risk to get them to stop before these things start.
Yeah, and so can you kind of talk more about this motto of don't retaliate?
So don't retaliate. The Peoria Community Against Violence, which I help and work with as part of my position with as a community outreach coordinator for Lurie Children's Hospital, one of the things that we've done is we've started to go to the hospitals and to the actual homicide scene. Obviously, we're not going to get in the scene, interfere with any of the evidence, or interfere with the police investigation. But we go out to talk to the friends and the family of the victims. And we talk about, please don't retaliate. Okay, retaliation is just going to lead to another mother, another family, another group of friends with the loss of somebody that they really care about. So by reaching out and talking to them about counseling and about getting through this very difficult time, I mean, a homicide in your family is probably one of the most traumatic events that can occur in any family. And people are not prepared for it. I mean, the nature of it is just, you know, out of the blue, and it makes you really throws you off center. And a lot of people need counseling. They need help planning the funerals. They need help kind of walking through the process, because not only do you have to bury your loved one, but a lot of times if the police catch a suspect, there's a trial. So this thing keeps going on and on and on, and it's really hard to find closure. And these trials can last for years. So we as Peoria Community Against Violence are trying to help people walk through this and say, you know, let's deal with this in a more positive way as opposed to retaliating.
When we look at youth violence in particular, and I'm thinking youth as teenagers, but also emerging adults up to age 21, how does Peoria stack up to similar communities around the state? Are we worse off, better off, about the same?
IVDRS recently looked at Chicago as for violent deaths and homicides. And Peoria, obviously, is a much, much smaller segment by comparison. But when you look at Peoria and you look at Chicago, you see some of the similar trends. It's young African-American males who are being shot to death, involved in group and gang violence. And you see the same things here. Now, of course, you also have domestic violence there, and we have domestic violence here. So the trend is similar to what you're seeing in other locations with a similar type of a population.
We hear a lot that this is one of the most violent years that Peoria's had in 20 to 30 years. From the data perspective, is that accurate?
Well, and again, IVDRS, we have not pulled data from 2019 to look at it. But if you look at it just in terms of the homicide numbers and nothing else, it appears that way. But to get a full picture, you need to go back and look at, okay, how many people were shot, how many robberies occurred, how many violent crimes occurred, and how many residential burglaries and how much property crime occurred before you can get a really good picture. Homicide, using a statistic of homicide completely by itself, it's very difficult to say, okay, crime is up because of that statistic, because other crimes may be considerably down. You just have to look at those. And I have not looked at those numbers since my retirement. So,
from the work that you're doing now, when you're collecting data, do you see causation through the numbers that you look at, or is it just raw data of here's what's happening?
The whole point of the violent death reporting system, which is a national death reporting system, is to get the who, when, where, what, how, so you can answer the question of why. Why are these homicides occurring? So when you start looking, it's deep, rich data. It's also raw numbers, but you have to have the right people sit down and put these numbers together to draw that those pictures out of what's actually occurring.
Yeah, and so let's talk a little bit more about what's happening behind the numbers. As we kind of mentioned earlier, these are real people. They're not just statistics that we're looking at. So what gets left out of the picture of a community when you look just at raw data?
Just looking at raw data, you know, what you're missing is the stories of the families that are experiencing this incredible trauma in their life. And what is that trauma doing to the people who are exposed directly to it or even on the fringes of it? Consider, you know, what about the children who happen to walk up to a crime scene and they see a homicide victim, they're hearing the shots fired during the night or during the day, and they're exposed to this trauma. What is it actually doing to them? Raw numbers don't tell you those things. I mean, those are the things that you see when you're a police officer working the street, when you're a trauma surgeon working for OSF, when you're an AMT person who is a paramedic who is out on the scene picking these people up and bringing them in. The numbers are never going to tell you what those things look like, what they sound like, what they smell like, what they feel like. The only way to get that is actually to go out on the street and experience those things, working in those capacities. So the numbers are great, and they can tell us a lot, but really the human aspect of it is the most important part.
And so you touched on this, but I do want to circle back. You have so much experience working with the Peoria Police Department. From the public's perspective, when they're looking at and seeing headlines constantly about shootings and getting frustrated with the fact that this is happening in their community, is there more that police can be doing? Or what does the public need to understand about the challenge in dealing with these kinds of issues?
Okay, so as far as the police, you have, like I've said previously, a very talented, dedicated group of people here. Rest assured, you have one of the best police departments anywhere in Peoria. They're doing everything that they can do. And I know that talking to the detectives and talking to the command staff, you know, they're tired. It was a rough year for them last year. What we need most is help from the community. We have to have people that are willing to get involved and to help these kids who have been exposed to this trauma take a different path in their life. And there's people out there doing those things. There are organizations that are trying to help. Peoria Community Against Violence, of course, is one. And there's many other, the Wraparound Center, there's lots of different places that are trying to help. But this is going to be a community effort. The police cannot do this by themselves. They just can't.
What are your policy prescriptions, so to speak, for how we improve the numbers?
I would go back to what we're really seeing is that trauma begets trauma. So if we work with children when they're young, if we see and basically go in and offer help right away when we know that a child has experienced trauma, we may have an opportunity to turn that child around so that they don't get involved in this kind of a lifestyle. As far as the people who are already involved in it, there's a lot of work that's being done through the Peoria County Jail, through Angel Cruz, to work directly with individuals who are already a part of a lifestyle and talk to them and convince them, you know, leave this lifestyle. Hey, you're going to end up in prison or you're going to end up dead. And it's really been, I think, probably successful in some ways what they've been doing. There's been a lot of individual success, but we need more people doing that kind of work.